February 1st, 2020. This is Deanna Spengola, and I'm broadcasting from the Chicago suburbs. Just think, February 1st, it's closer to spring. We've had some snow. We're expecting more snow towards the end of the week. The company that I hired to take care of my lawn is supposed to take care of my driveway. They haven't thus far. So I think, why do I live in Chicago? I might be snowed in. But anyway, we're closer to spring, and I really am happy for that. I really appreciate also that you've joined me today at republicbroadcasting.org. I invite you to visit and subscribe to SpengolaSpeaks.net and ScreeningSandyHook.net. During the program, please email questions or comments to comments@Spengola.email. And I invite you to our wonderful chat room, which is located at spengola.chatango.com. You may view our past, current, and future guest lineup at my website, spengola.com. You'll find the schedule going all the way back to, October 23rd, 2010. Going on 10 years with RBN. Anyway, click on the radio schedule button on the left, choose the year and the month, and you can see our guests. I am so incredibly impressed with my guest for today. He's brilliant. He's totally brilliant. He is Dennis Wise, the producer of Communism by the Back Door. And I will post the website in the chat room. It's also posted on the schedule page. And he is the producer of The Greatest Story Never Told. And that website, well, I'll post all the websites, The Greatest Story Never Told .tv. There's also another website, The Greatest Bootleg Never Sold .tv, which is the soundtrack to Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told by Dennis Wise. It consists of 39 audio tracks. And then he also has a website, two films, twofilms.tv, which is a combination of the two documentaries, The Greatest Story Never Told and Communism by the Back Door. If you never watch another film as long as you live, whether it's on television, on the internet, Communism by the Back Door is a must-see documentary that will explain anything and everything that you've ever wondered about pertaining to communism, its affiliation. It is brilliant. It's amazing. It's all in one part. If you visit the website, Communism by the Back Door, although he's divided it up in parts, you can just keep going, from part to part. It's all one continuous film. You can watch the whole thing. I cannot say enough things about this film. I just watched the entire thing. It is amazing. Dennis, you're amazing. Totally amazing.
Sounds like I've been busy.
It is... Let me just give you a brief description. It says, this documentary will show you step by step illustrating how institutions including the United Nations and secret societies such as Freemasonry and the European Union, have all played their part in pursuing their end goal. Communism by the back door exposes a tangled web of lies and deceits and shows the very people many regard as heroes as nothing more than traitors. Seriously, listeners, this is just the most fantastic documentary that I have ever watched. It's brilliant. I don't know how you did this. How long did it take you to do this?
Well, it was the follow-on from Adolf Hitler, the greatest story ever told, after I explained my knowledge, what I've been told on that particular documentary. I then took it a step further, which explained where we were in 1945 and how we got to where we are today and who got us to where we are today. And it was just information that I'd known for years because I'd known about the first part. So it's just a natural progression. And consequently, I've just finished the third documentary, which was The Secret Masonic Victory of World War II, which was obviously what I learned about Freemasonry, the second documentary, I kind of put to good use for the third documentary. So yeah, but I always thought the first one would be the more powerful and the one that everyone would look to. And this really is a slow burner. I always felt within time people would recognize the value.
It's beyond anything that I've ever watched previously. And, I was putting together some things, with that regarding the church that I used to belong to, mm-hmm. that coincides with what you have put together in this documentary, and it helped me to understand a lot of things. But oh my gosh, this was just a mind-blowing documentary. And as I said, it's a must-watch. It's must-watch. So why don't we start at the beginning? Oh, first off, mm-hmm. let me say that when you attempt to purchase, and this is a tell-all, when you attempt to purchase anything from Dennis, forget PayPal, forget any kind of, forget credit cards, because PayPal will not accept anything. You can't use anything that is commonly accepted by pretty much anybody. And so when you attempt to buy a DVD, you're not going to be able to.
Well, it's gone another level to this even. Because the people who run the website, I just do the documentaries and they take care of, they were experts on this kind of thing. And they haven't been heard of now for 6 months at least. Which is a concern to me because they were honorable people. So we'll have to see what happens.
Okay, but buying the DVD, you really can't buy it because you've been shut down by everybody.
Yeah, it's available. People can search, say, archive.org, I think it is, and there's a website that I can give you a little bit later. I can Skype you, which has both the documentaries on as well. I'll try and find it while we're talking during one of the breaks. And the complete documentaries, both the Adolf Hitler one and the Communism by the Back Door, available to watch.
Okay.
But it is a question of ducking and diving, and sometimes people leave links on YouTube when people are asking. That's another way of finding it. But like I said, you can't buy it anymore because the people who were working the website have just not been around. I don't know what's happened. I fear the worst, but we'll see.
Right. So, yes, you can't use PayPal. You can ship to anywhere. Let's see. Okay, you've shipped to 63 countries. Oh, which is, oh my gosh, you've shipped, okay. You can no longer ship to South Africa.
No, there's too much theft. People weren't getting the discs originally.
And I'm thinking, I just had somebody on from South Africa recently. Mm-hmm. She had to travel 50 miles in order to be on my program because the internet was not available where she was. So she traveled 50 miles in order to be my guest. Mm. And everything that's going on in South Africa, is a result of what you cover in this current documentary.
Yeah, there was right at the very end of The Grey Story Never Told, Adolf Hitler was asked by one of his SS guards, was it really unavoidable, the clash with Poland? And he said, if he hadn't have gone in then, what we're getting now, which was 1944, 1945, we would have got in 1942. And the same thing is happening to all white countries. South Africa has certainly got it worse than anybody at the moment. But even in the UK, when the Bolsheviks invaded Germany and the mass rapes, especially from the Mongol side of the Russians, to kill that gene in Germany, the same thing now is happening in Sweden, it's happening all around Europe, and especially in the UK, where it was going on for over a decade, where Muslim gang breeding, grooming gangs were raping young white girls. And the police never stopped it, they never attempted to stop it. In fact, parents who discovered that the girls were, a couple of parents discovered the girls were in this particular house, went round to try and get them out. And would you believe the police arrested them?
Wow.
So this is happening now to all white races. We're all being called Nazis. We're all being blamed for the Holocaust. And coming in by the back door just explains how we got here.
Yikes. Now, there are people who do not think that some of the organizations, some of the affiliations, such as Freemasonry, some people think, oh, they're just a benign little group of people, and they're just people like you and me that just join and they're not. There's no problem with Freemasonry. And that is just not true at all. It isn't the case. And I guess that probably, puts people at ease when they hear things like, oh, Freemasons aren't bad, or mm-hmm. some other group isn't bad. When in fact, it isn't just a group, it is a combination of a lot of groups, a combination of affiliations of people. And it's things that we look at and think innocently or naively that they're benign or non-threatening. That's what they would like us to think.
I'm pretty much an expert now on Freemasonry after this last documentary. And it's not all Freemasons, for sure. Albert Pike intended, he says that Freemasonry is intended for the first couple of levels for people not to see what's really going on. But it's the hierarchy of Freemasonry which is a problem. And this was one of the reasons, I mean, don't get me wrong, over the years the Catholic Church has not been the church it should be. But there were times the Catholic Church was the only institution which fought Freemasonry. And Freemasonry was part of the plot to overtake the Catholic Church. And I'm convinced that if people listen to what the Pope says today, or so-called Pope, then the Church has been completely taken over. He talks about atheists can go to heaven. He talks about you don't have to do certain things, which was always standard in the Catholic Church. And he's just brazenly going along with the New World Order. So let me say, there were a time, and I believe that between 1933 and 1945 was a time when the church was fighting Freemasonry, and they'd given charge to Adolf Hitler to actually, and he actually did in 1941. He took back everything what the Rothschilds took in World War One in Europe. Adolf Hitler took back and replaced with Christian leaders in 1941. It was only because of the Bolsheviks about to invade that he preempted the Bolsheviks, and then that battle's after that, eventually, it was lost. But in 1941, he had done exactly what the Catholic Church had asked him to do, was protect Christianity, protect Europe. And I'm quite sure he would have been crowned the emperor of the Holy Roman Empire, which was the Third Reich.
There's no start date for your film. There is just, you continued your work after you finished the previous film. Mm-hmm. And, when you look at the website, which is communism, it is, communism by the back door. I've got the other website up. Let's see. the website is communismbythebackdoor.tv. And if you visit that website, you will see, photos, you will see images of I've got so many of your I have all your websites up.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get it up myself so I can follow you a moment.
I have all these websites up, and because I do. But if you just visit just that website, which is communismbythebackdoor.tv. The first thing that you are going to see, you're going to see an image of Netanyahu. You're going to see Obama. You're going to see the Pope. Is that the current Pope? Or?
That's the current Pope, yeah.
Okay, and then you're going to see... okay. Hang on, we'll be right back. We'll tell you the fourth person that you are going to see. Alrighty, we'll be back momentarily. Welcome back. Our guest today is Dennis Wise. He is the producer of Communism by the Back Door. The website is communismbythebackdoor.tv, and I invite you to open that website now, and you will see a picture of Netanyahu, a picture of Obama, picture of the current Pope, and you will also see, who's this guy over here in the right-hand corner down at the bottom?
Mr. David Rockefeller.
Yes.
Deceased, now deceased.
Right. And he died, he was in his 90s.
And the world was never told in the mainstream.
Really?
And it wasn't on my news.
Right. And you've talked also about getting back to the Pope. You've talked about other religions in the documentary. Mm-hmm. You've referred to other religions, which brought to mind the one that I'm no longer affiliated with. And the thing that people don't understand is what they don't understand. They think that what they are doing is benign, even if it's one of the craziest things that they've ever participated in, that has no relevant attachment to anything that they've ever heard in other meetings, and nobody says anything about it. That, you know, you can go through a Freemasonry session and wonder what it was without even knowing that it was part of Freemasonry.
Yeah, understood. Yeah, I mean, I got criticized after I finished this particular documentary. By the way, I've just checked on this now, and this isn't the full version, so what I'll do, I'll send you the remaining parts at the end, if this is the only one you've seen, Deanna, because it's certainly short, and what must have happened is that they must have took the parts down and found another way of uploading this one. But like I said, this isn't the complete version. The final version is a real eye opener. So I'll send you, I'll find just how far you've watched, and I'll send the rest to you. But I was getting criticised because I took it a step further to show what these people are. And these people, whether people believe it or not, these people believe it themselves. They are Luciferian. The God is Lucifer.
Right.
Freemasonry, their God is Lucifer. At this moment in time, 1 billion Catholics believe that the Vatican is a Church of Christ, when it is actually, as I explained in the third documentary, and show evidence that it is the Church of Lucifer.
Right. And, yeah, and they don't try to hide it.
They don't admit it. They won't come out and say, I'm a Luciferian, but one day they will.
They hide it behind some sort of script or some sort of, all of the churches hide it. And you talk about the churches and about their, what they believe, what they promote, what they push. And I don't think that the members in these churches, I think they're pretty gullible.
The two trusting in the governments, the two trusting in the priests, the two trusting in organizations in general, because we've always been brought up that way. But certain problems with certain governments, who, when a government doesn't like their own people, and Germany was an exception to the rule. This is a government what wanted to please its own people. It was the only country at that time, because all the other governments were taken over by a certain element who do not refer to the general public as one of them. I believe that they did a, especially in the UK, the elite of the UK, and shall we call them our friends, which we normally can't speak about, amalgamated together through blood, through marriage, which will mean by the time King George becomes King of England, he will be the first full-blooded Jewish king.
I'm digesting what you just said.
Well, Lady Di was Spencer.
Murdered.
Well, the Spencer bloodline was already had Jewish blood, and then the Kate side of it, obviously when she married, I can't even remember his name now. I don't think much about the royal family.
Right.
Together, the two bloodlines meet.
Right. Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead.
Alrighty. Welcome back. Our guest today is Dennis Wise, the producer of Communism by the Back Door. The website is communismbythebackdoor.tv. And we were talking. Well, we're talking about a lot of things, while I was watching the video, we've all heard the stories. Well, not everybody, but many of us have heard the stories, the claims that were made, about Michelle, / Michael Obama. And so I did some research on that, and I was shocked. I found that she has come forward, and has said that she was born a man, gave her the name that she's born under. I found like 4 or 5 posts about it, and a lot of people had heard this, but he admits it and talks about it, explains it, and talks about Joan Rivers mentioned that he was a tranny. And I thought, okay, well, what is a tranny? It's a person who's a transgender who has, Michael became Michelle. And, I found several references to it, and it boggled my mind, because we'd all heard, and then we thought, no, that didn't happen.
He actually slipped up. I mean, I've got it in the documentary where he's given a speech and he calls him Michael.
And that's what led me to do a little bit further research on it, and to actually find her admitting to that situation. And
once Joan Rivers had revealed it,
right,
she didn't last that long. She had an operation for plastic surgery as per normal, but never came out of surgery. This is only a couple of weeks after she revealed it.
Right.
So
I thought, oh my gosh, this is amazing. But to actually find where Michael / Michelle, excuse me, actually talked about it, and admitted it and explained it, and
crazy world.
Yeah.
Well, this is what I'm saying about people, like, you know, when they first saw the documentary, there was a lot to take in, and a lot of what I call, you know, sensible, normal people would have just looked at it and thought, what's this guy talking about? And in fact, I got emails and comments saying, you know, I loved your first documentary, but Dennis, what's happening? You're going off the scales here. But all I was doing was showing exactly where all this came from. And this, when people say the occult, an easy thing to say is like, oh, the cult doesn't mean anything really. It just means hidden knowledge. Well, not according to the Oxford Dictionary, it doesn't mean that. It means exactly what I think the occult does mean, which is black magic, sorcery, witchcraft, and everything else as stated in the dictionary. But people use this word occult as though it's harmless. What it actually is, I believe that the British elite was given access to this way back in Tudor days when John Dee was in the court of Elizabeth I. And a prime example, I know I'm now talking about the third documentary, but I'll just give you an example. I was always taught, not about you, Deanna, but I was always taught there was one Spanish Armada, and that got wrecked in a storm, and Britain was saved because they'd no actually any army. They were just a navy, really. And then I heard, I looked more into it, and I found out there were three Armadas, and all the Armadas got destroyed by a storm. Now, one, you can accept. Two, you're pushing the boat, but three, come on. And so I went into the occult side of it, and this is where, you know, we come to the point now where they're given knowledge. This little island went around the world, conquered the world, the British Empire. It wasn't really the British Empire. What it really was the Talmudic British Empire. Went around the world, and conquered South Africa, Canada, all these other places, took over America, with the Federal Reserve, and eventually controlled everything. And in the first documentary, I show the French, Empire, and I show the British Empire at the time that World War II was going to take place, because they were accusing Hitler of wanting to rule the world. But really, that wasn't the full picture. I realise now it's the Talmudic Empire, which you now include Soviet Union and you include America as well. So they more or less took over all the world. Big time, they were fighting Germany.
Wow.
And this all comes from Rhodes, of Rothschilds, from that time where they amalgamated together. I mean, you know, the Rothschilds is a pretty well known story to people like ourselves, but not to the general public. But they went down to South Africa, plundered South Africa, took the diamonds, took the gold, and this all fed the empire going around the world.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. The film, Oh gosh, what was it about the diamonds? And after watching that film, I just felt terrible. And I had also read things from Herbert Hoover,
another Freemason,
right? Who actually shipped people from China to work in the mines there in and there's been slave trading and all kinds of things that nobody's ever heard of. And I've covered a little bit of this.
Yep.
I just got a question please ask Dennis if it's true that children are being sacrificed in satanic rituals at Masonic temples. No. They were sacrificed when Roe v. Wade was passed. And since then, 58 million children or more have been sacrificed across the board because people think, oh, well, it's a Supreme Court decision. So we can, you don't have to go into a temple. You don't have to go into anything. We're talking 58 million children.
Yeah, abortions.
And if you're, exactly.
The thing
who
is,
needs,
I mean,
the temple for that.
I do believe it does go on. I don't believe it goes on in the actual temple, though. I think they find out in the lodge who is the most of the occult mind, and I found out you don't even have to be a high level Freemason, because some people, even a 32 degree, do not understand what Freemasonry is all about. But some of the lower do, and these are then taken out of the lodges for these type of things, and they've got other places to carry on so they can't be caught.
Right.
But the thing is, the reason they do it, I believe, is if anybody has a grandchild and they see this super energy, what comes out of such a young child, say around 4 or 5, this is the energy that they want. And I believe, they have means of extracting this energy during the sacrifice. And people may think it sounds crazy, but the Freemasons, like Manly P. Hall, he actually writes about how you can raise demons.
Oh, right, right.
He actually writes and tells you how to raise demons and stay safe doing it. So all these things are all combined together. And I think in one part, if you go down that road of sacrificing to Satan or Lucifer, whoever, then one a year, if you don't come up with any in that year, you are then forfeit for sacrifice yourself. How crazy is that? And this is all in the writings of these Freemasons.
Right. And people don't, well, one of the problems too is that people don't read anymore.
No, it's true.
And so, I've been a reader all of my life. That's just part of what I do and who I am. I don't typically sit around watching YouTube videos, unless it's something that has been pointed out to me, that is really relevant. I'm not going to waste a lot of time watching anything that is not pretty well documented. And everything that you have put into your film is you provide there's documented evidence.
Well, that's why I'm saying about this, the shorter version, which on the website doesn't show, the sources at the end and even more information than I found out what I put in the title of the sources part. It talks all about Stalin and why people, some have said that he was a Jew and what he'd actually written in Pravda and things over the years. I put in that as well, because I do believe he was a Jew and I do believe he was a Freemason. Now, mm-hmm. I emailed Jura Lena, who did some,
oh, right, right.
Did some fantastic work on the Freemasonry in right. the Soviet Union, etc. And I emailed him and asked him, was Stalin a Freemason? And he come back and said no, because he persecuted Freemasonry. And I looked into it, because the reason I couldn't handle that was because of Freemasons rules itself. Roosevelt's a Freemason, Churchill's a Freemason, Attlee was a Freemason who replaced Churchill at the end, and of course Truman was a Freemason. So look, they're all Freemasons apart from Stalin. I don't believe Stalin could ever get in a room with all these Freemasons, especially discussing secrets about the war. So
right.
this is my driving force. And so I looked into his purge on Freemasonry, and early on he brought out laws, the death sentence against being anti-Semitic, which protected the Jews. And the Freemasons that he actually purged were the Freemasons who weren't Jews. This is in his early part of his leadership. In the latter part of his leadership, he did purge the Jews, and I believe that came from the fact that when they took Berlin and conquered Germany, you know, there was a lot of Freemason documents on a train load, which they took all the way back to Moscow. And I'm quite sure he was never ever meant to see any of those documents. It was taken, as we know, Hitler destroyed Freemasonry wherever he went. So did Mussolini. So did Franco. And so did Pavlic in Croatia, because these were all Christian leaders fighting against the atheists, communists, and the Freemasons in the West. So it takes this back and then suddenly he turns. And then we've got a Cold War. And in 1950, the US actually bombed the bases of the Soviet Union, destroyed over 100 planes at one point because they were getting that peeved of him not, because you think about it, he's took half of, Churchill's given him half of Europe, and nothing's now going back to the bankers in the West. Because you've got to understand the bankers took the Soviet Union the day that they funded the Russian Revolution. Lenin was just a puppet, and Stalin's just a puppet, but Stalin's turned, and eventually he was poisoned by the Jews. So it's a whole mixture of twists and turns, but I suppose if you can visualize World War II with the bankers in charge, knowing everything that Stalin's going to do, knowing everything that Churchill's going to do, and knowing everything that Roosevelt's going to do, World War II suddenly opens up.
Right. And speaking of records, Herbert Hoover was charged with, they collected all the records after World War One, and put them actually in Stanford University, and they are there. And somebody that was studying this and evaluating this took several trips there until they found out what he was doing, and then they would not allow him back into that library. But they do destroy records, and I've also read the gentleman that you talked about, Lena.
Yeah.
And Stalin used to work for, let's see, he worked for Rothschild.
Mm-hmm.
Before he ever, and he made a name for himself for his violence, mm-hmm. and for his obedience before he ever became,
yeah.
had any power. So he started with them. And, yeah, if you read the history of these people and the history of their affiliation and who was sponsoring them, after they went, well, like the Rhodes Scholar, you talk about the Rhodes Scholars, mm-hmm. and Oxford University and, the other, well, the people that became Rhodes Scholars, and why, and what benefits it gave to them. And I think all of that is incredibly important because it shows affiliations, it shows common goals and common objectives. And I've read a lot about Clinton and his notorious wife, and have
mm-hmm.
interviewed people about their private life, and I believe a lot of what is written about their private life, mm-hmm. including their growing list of people that that committed suicide.
Yeah, go missing.
Yes, which is a growing. It's up to 100 or more. Okay.
Yeah.
We will be right back momentarily. All right. We are back with our guest, Dennis Wise. He is the producer of Communism by the Back Door. That website is communismbythebackdoor.tv. And we were talking about, the hit list, all the people that committed suicide by shooting themselves twice or three times in the head, or stabbing themselves in the back, or something else. And people don't know what they don't know. And the stories sometimes seem so incredulous that they're more apt to say, oh, pfft. For instance, Michelle / Michael. Some people say, oh my gosh, that could never happen. It's because people would not ordinarily do the things or implement the policies that also support that, yes, Michael / Michelle are the same person, because look at the policies that were implemented during the Obama administration, the transgender bathrooms and the policies that were implemented. And one would not think that Michael / Michelle would ever come forward and say, oh yes, I forgot to mention that, yes, I was born a man. But you have to look at what they do. And then you have to dig deeper, because as I said, people don't know what they don't know. They just make assumptions based on their own moral code. They don't anticipate or believe that there is as much evil in the world as there is, but there really is. Right? Dennis, are you there?
Sorry, I muted myself. I was talking away then to myself. No, what I was going to say... Yeah, I'm saying again. What I was going to say, like, it's like actors. People don't realize what actors are. I mean, they see them in the movies and they love their acting, but behind closed doors, it's a different thing altogether. It's a different person. But you'll never find out about that person because his public image is only in his acting role. It's very much the same with the politicians. You know, that's, again, it's just a role, and they say what they feel's best for their interests, but all the time, you know, they're working behind the scenes for another
right
set of interests. But I do believe all this transgenderism and everything has been it's satanic. It goes back all the way back to Babylon and the Israelites way back then in the Holy Land, where some of these sacrifices were taking place then, and these are the same people, you know, the same bloodlines will come down. I mean, I don't know if you knew this, Deanna, but did you know Churchill and Roosevelt were related?
Oh, well, they certainly served at the very same time in the very same position, during World War I. Okay, we're at the top of the hour. Guest today is Dennis Wise, and he is producer of Communism by the Back Door, and the website is communismbythebackdoor.tv. And the politicians that we've been talking a lot about politicians, you don't have to be a Freemason in order to be a current politician or a politician that has served in the past. All you have to do is there are several stages, several several other ways in which people are associated with each other. Freemasonry is not always the entity that brings these people together. That's just one of the situations. Just, as you mentioned before, even a 32nd degree Mason may not be aware of the objectives of politicians, but you do have to look at the policies that they implement, that the that the politicians implement while they are serving the agenda, the question of, well, the agenda. There's one thing I really appreciate just more than you can know is the fact that you've gone so far back, even to discuss Plato, and you've shown the incredible structures that were built so long ago, both in the Middle East, in Egypt, as well as in South America, and have shown the comparisons, and have provided the some geometric algebra.
Yeah, they couldn't even do today.
To talk about how these people were able to do what they did, and and going back to Plato and Socrates, and this is not something that just happened at the end of World War I. This is a long term. These are long term objectives.
Yeah.
And you have to look at everything, not looking at something in the way that it has been explained to us, but looking at the objective of what, for instance, the Statue of Liberty. Okay, where'd that come from? Who donated it? Why was it donated? What does it really stand for? And when you find out what it really stands for, you have a totally different view of that statue.
Exactly, yeah. Like I said, I've become quite an expert now on these type of things. I looked into the United Nations as well, and this is the part which I feel all mothers should actually watch if they ever get the chance. If people wonder why, a few years back in America, there was parents outside these schools complaining about the young children being taught sex and not just normal sex.
Oh, yes.
At a certain age. And this explains where it all comes from. And the United Nations is behind this. And the fact that they want to get the children away from the parents as quick as they can. I mean, in England, you can send your children to school at 3 so that the parents don't actually, well, they use the word injure the child's mind. And so that they do the best then to replace whatever they've learned by staying at home at a young age with the parents, with all this, I mean, anal sex and using the official words for, you know, what, to a child of 5. Come on, you know, this is satanic.
And you also showed, a child of 2 whose parents decided that, this child could dress in a dress one day and in yeah. male clothing another day.
Gender fluidity.
Right. Oh my gosh. Can you imagine what kind of confusion that would ignite in a 2-year-old's mind?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's crazy. And plus, I also mentioned that there's been other means of how they've been trying to, attack the white race, because we are under attack. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, every continent, every,
yep.
No matter, well, all of this transferring of big parts of the population, the multiculturalism, the mixing of,
yep.
of the races. There are only Well, to places where they will not accept.
Exactly.
Accept immigrants.
And this was all planned years ago. Yes. In fact, even after World War One, I mean, I don't think people know or understand that the Germans after World War One were starved into submission to sign that Treaty of Versailles. And nearly 70,000 Germans were starved to death until eventually they came to the table to sign that treaty. And they actually signed a death warrant because that treaty, then they went ahead, the victors went ahead to split up Germany, take big chunks out of Germany, send them to Poland, send it to Czechoslovakia and to France. And in the area where the French took control, they sent in colonial, black colonial soldiers to rape and do whatever they wanted with the white women down there because they were armed to the teeth. And the men who they were facing, they'd faced 2 years before in a war, but they'd no guns. And so the rapes and what the attacks on people in the Rhine Valley was pretty much the start of the race mix in Europe. People think it just started after World War II. And even, you know, not too long ago, we had a mass invasion of Merkel when Merkel said, you know, come on down. You don't even check the passports. And all this stems from Freemasonry because the person who wrote about this in Practical Idealism, which is a book which was never translated into English, was by Kudinov, Count Kudinov Kalergi, where he viewed a Europe, a future Europe of being of mixed race and dominated by the elites and the Jews. And this was taken on board by the Freemasons. Truman adopted the same policy when he saw a write-up in a magazine for the immigration of America. And this has been going on all over Europe. And people are unaware that this is planned and that the intention is to mix all races.
I think all a person has to do is watch television for 12 hours.
Yep.
And see what is being promoted. And the other thing too, before they agreed against their will to sign the Versailles Treaty, Britain and the United States put sanctions on Germany, and they couldn't get any food. And then there was the, well, Herbert Hoover made some money on the food thing. He was really out for money. He decided that he would, I think this was between the wars, he had this food plan that made him look like some kind of a saint, where in fact he was selling food at double the price. So not only were they sanctioning the food, but any food that did come in, you had to pay double for. Well, when people are starving, literally have been stabbed in the back, literally, then you find yourself signing papers that you wouldn't have ordinarily signed if you had your free agency or free will about you.
Exactly, yeah. Well, people don't know this. A lot of people are unaware of how Germany suffered after World War One. I mean, the Treaty of Versailles, you know, was actually a Masonic celebration. It was hosted by the Rothschild, the leading Rothschild of his day. The Pope was banned. This was a war on Christianity. And when, in 1933, the Jews held a World Congress meeting in Amsterdam, what are we going to do about Germany, which is now, with Hitler coming to power, has kicked out all the Jews and all the communists in any positions of power. They wanted to know what they're going to do about it. And they came to the conclusion, they give an ultimatum to Germany saying they must get rid of Adolf Hitler and reinstate every Jew and every communist, which he had removed, which Germany refused. And so Samuel Untermeyer, I'm not sure if you know this, I only discovered this in the final stages of the last documentary. Samuel Untermeyer came back to America. He was the leading Jew, and he declared holy war on Germany.
Right.
But what he also did, he lambasted the bankers. Now, this isn't that hard to find for historians. People over the years you know, certain historians have said that the bankers backed Hitler and all this, you know, and the Bushes, etc. But this is a fact that he lambasted the bankers, because what the bankers have been doing, they've been sending money to Germany since the Versailles Treaty, because they knew that Germany couldn't afford those loans. Or if they could, they couldn't afford anything else. So they decided to send them more money, more loans, which the Weimar government managed to pay off for so long, but the final 2 years, even there, were financially strapped. And I looked into the reason of why they was doing this, because when Hitler came to power, Hitler said he isn't paying any reparations. And yet they still kept sending him millions every month. And he's happily taking it and spending it on whatever he wants. And when I looked into it, when Hitler was sent to prison in the early 20s, he warned of the Jung Plan. And the Jung Plan was this particular idea of the bankers was to keep sending them money, keep sending them these loans, knowing that they can't pay it back. And it was the Dawes Plan originally in the 1920s. It changed later to the Jung Plan later on in the next decade. But it was the same principle. So what it all boiled down to was, you know, and I know, and listeners know, that if you take a loan from a bank, one day that loan is going to be called in. And if you can't pay that loan with all its interest, they're going to come in and they're going to send the bailiffs to your house. They'll probably take your house. They'll probably take all your anything in the house as well. So they were going to do this with Germany. They'd already split up Germany with Czechoslovakia and with Poland and with France for a stretch, 15 years. They could have gone in the eyes of the world. They would have just said, look, Germany can't pay us back. We've got to go in. We've got to get our money back. And the eyes of the world would have accepted it. And they would have gone in and they would have sold off Germany to bits and pieces all over and end it completely.
Wow.
So when these people are saying, the bankers back Germany and all this kind of carry on, you know, I forget the historian now who wrote about, the banks backing Hitler. It was in Oxford. I can't remember his name, but anyway, you know, I'm pretty convinced he must have seen that speech, heard that speech, but it's there in black and white. If you read that speech of that declaration of holy war on Germany, that he is lambasting the bankers for sending millions every month.
Right.
And that's the reason.
It's kind of like the, what was the program that was put into place? The Marshall Plan.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Which is that you go in and you bomb a country to smithereens, and then you offer them loans so that they can rebuild their country. Mm-hmm. And then the loans go to well-connected reconstruction mm-hmm. companies that mm-hmm. don't spend the money on rebuilding the company but simply pocket all of this money. Mm-hmm. It's just a transfer of wealth from the taxpayers of America to certain corporations.
That's right.
Okay, an email question. Are Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump Freemasons? That is a question.
Yes.
And we know that because?
Well, Obama actually has the Masonic ring.
Oh, right! He yeah. belongs to the Black Freemason group.
Yeah. And basically, I was asked a question once, and, this was it. I discovered that the Catholic Church actually put Hitler into power. They closed their own centre party down after they forced them to vote for Hitler, because the centre party was infiltrated during the Weimar years. And somebody said to me, have you got any proof of this? Documented evidence that the Catholic Church funded Hitler. I said, no, I haven't. I don't need any. Because during that time, when Hitler was going around fighting these Rothschild countries, and right at the end when the defeat came, the Catholic Church was the only organization to help get the National Socialists out of Europe and down to South America. And I found out in 1946, they sent millions in gold and in dollars to help these people still survive down in South America. So my answer to that is, if they're going to do that after the war when they don't need to, I'm pretty sure if Hitler wants along, you know, they're going to find him. The thing is that sometimes, you know, it's so obvious about this Freemasonry. The golden rule of Freemasons is that if you're not in the club, then you're nowhere. So all these people who get to be presidents and get to be high up in the order of these places are Freemasons, and the Vatican is full of them.
Right. Clinton, Bill Clinton was a Rhodes Scholar. The other thing too is that all you have to do is watch how they shake hands. There's certain grips called the patriarchal grip.
I could tell you his lodge was the Demolay Lodge, same as, that's right. Yes. Yeah, it's aimed at the younger Masons to school them for Freemasonry later on, but he was a member of the Demolay. So was Disney.
Walt Disney.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he was definitely a Freemason.
Right. And you talk about the media, you talk about Reagan.
Yep.
And
he was supposed to be against communism.
Right.
That was communism in South America, but it wasn't in South Africa. He helped communists come to power.
Right.
So where that one out.
Right, and he got rid of a lot of the media with his fairness doctrine policies and all the rest. He was an actor. He was playing a part. And the part that he was playing, unfortunately, was pretty detrimental.
I think he was being bullied by Bush as well, because Bush was the vice president. And Bush.
Oh, right. Right.
I see a picture of Bush and him in a confrontation, and Bush was obviously telling him what to do.
Right. Yes, and he was just a figurehead.
School of Bones, by the way, isn't Freemasonry. It is another secret organization, of which there are many, but they all have the same goal. They all understand their return of their king, so to speak, which is obviously, you know, the Antichrist. And they're more aware of it than even us, who are now taught there is no God and there is no devil.
Yes. Wow. Now, there's a lot of people say, oh, Hitler escaped to South America. And yet I've read numerous books that talk about that. And
they've never found any hard evidence at all. I'm sure.
No, there's no evidence except
they would have plastered it all
claims.
Over. Yeah, exactly. There's been no evidence.
And there's numerous books that I have in my. Well, I have a lot of books. Okay, we will be back momentarily and pick this up after the break. Be right back.
It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead. To change the bad to good, to live in
harmony. Alrighty, welcome back. Our guest today is Dennis Wise. He is the producer of Communism by the Back Door, and the website is communismbythebackdoor.tv. It's, about 5 hours. it's a lengthy documentary that
I think it's about four parts short, I think. Four parts short, which you can find on the other website.
Yes, it's an amazing documentary. And I'm just gliding over to my upstairs, my little bookcase, mm-hmm. and I have several books here. One about Dunkirk and Trading with the Enemy, which was written by Charles Higham, mm-hmm. Which talks about, well, it gives a lot of false information. I've got Hitler's engineers, Hitler's white Russians. There were a lot of Russians who, when they came over into Germany, that wanted to join with the German army. And if they ever went back to Russia, they would have been brutally killed, and they knew it. Another book written by Pool, P-O-O-L, who financed Hitler. I've got a lot of books about his generals and about with Hitler to the End, A Day of Deceit, about Pearl Harbor and FDR and Churchill, which we brought their names up. Yeah. And they knew that Pearl Harbor was going to happen. They watched the progress of the Japanese all the way to Pearl Harbor, knew that the ship was, or that there'd be ships that were destroyed, and as many as 2,500 people were murdered. Yep. And before Pearl Harbor, they actually moved any of the good ships out so that they would not be destroyed. These are people that are supposed to be serving or representing the American people, which obviously they didn't represent anybody except their own. They were meeting their own objectives, and certainly were not taking care of the American people. I have another book that's very good. It's Freemasonry and Judaism, Secret Powers Behind Revolution. And it was written by Imkanti Leon de Ponsons. I have, I read a lot. I have a lot of books, and I not only do I have a lot, I've read them, and so you. There's another book that I have. It's Bleeding Germany Dry. And so if you read all of the things that occurred in Germany, you can't help but come to a conclusion that does not match with the popular beliefs. One book that I have is Kristallnacht, which talks about how did all of these occurrences, event, which they refer to as Kristallnacht, how is it that the same thing happened in several communities? Do you think that the Germans decided that they were going to plan something and do something? No, they were the victims, not the perpetrators.
You've got a nail on the head there, because these people were call Khazars or Ashkenazis.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about that.
Well, these aren't Jews by blood. These are Jews converted. And these are the ones there in Israel now. There's very few, I think it's the Sephardic, which are of the other kind of Jew, the actual blood Jew. And even those, I don't believe are true Jews neither, because I mean, Hitler didn't, and his National Socialist leaders didn't think that Jesus was a Jew neither, and I go into great detail to explain why they thought that in the third documentary. So I don't believe he was a Jew neither. But things have been altered in the Bible, and again, I show things as an example, which people can look up. And at the end of the day, these people, Khazars, were, I believe, killer, you know, killers. I mean, they were hired out. Armies of theirs were hired out to other people because they were just such ferocious fighters.
And their symbol was a phallic symbol.
Yes, it was.
And
yeah.
This group of people lived in where? Khazaria. And
that's right.
they were given a choice of whether, in order to give themselves a new mix.
Yeah. It was so disgusted in the antics, the leader, that he decided to choose between Christianity,
between
Islamic, yeah.
And between, the Jewish. Talmud.
Yeah.
Okay. And they chose to adopt the Talmud, which they did. And so they were schooled and tutored, and they have no physical affiliation, no genetic or DNA association with Palestine whatsoever. None, nothing, nada, zilch, nothing. Okay, we will be right back momentarily. We'll take some phone calls too. Be right back. Alrighty, we are back with our guest, Dennis Wise. He is the producer of Communism by the Back Door. The website is communismbythebackdoor.tv. And what were we talking about, right?
Oh, the Khazarians.
Oh, right. Oh, yes, those people. Okay. And they were a group of people that were, they used the phallic symbol, had no DNA connection to Palestine. They were given a choice, and so they became known as
Talmudic.
Yeah. And they did build what there was a temple, okay? Let's bring in the fact that there was a temple. It was the Temple of Solomon, which was not a Masonic temple. It was just the Temple of Solomon. And they seem intent on taking down what the Dome of the Rock,
yep.
Which is the current
mosque.
Islamic, that is their, what would you call it? That is their place of worship. That is their...
It's a mosque, yeah.
Yeah. And I just brought up my book on the Khazars so we could get a little bit so I could just run through it here. Yeah, the Khazars they were really
warlike.
That's what they did. They killed people.
Yeah.
And so they were given this choice of relinquishing some of their ideology or appearing to relinquish some of their ideology when that really is not what they did. They just, call themselves something else, and they were non-Semitic, and let's see. There are several. If you read the 13th Tribe by Arthur Koestler, the Ashkenazic Jews, a Slavic Turkic people in search of a Jewish identity, by Paul Wexler, the Jews of Khazaria by Kevin A. Brook. and The Invention of the Jewish People by Shlomo Sand. And there are essays online talking about the origination of the Eastern European Jews, including scholarly opinions from historians that favor the Khazar theory or story. And it really doesn't have anything to do with anti-Semitism, because there's no anti-Semitism involved. It is simply a term that they use in order to silence dissent against
Israel,
which they admit to.
The Rothschilds are Ashkenazi, and they own Israel, so.
Right.
So it isn't a surprise. I mean, these people have infiltrated practically every institution now. I was talking to one of the historians in America the other day. I was just on the back end of 5 minutes when I was invited on, and I wanted to thank him for his work, and that was James Perloff. Who I consider an honest historian. For example, he was the one who found evidence of what was he called, the Russian Brezhnev, who in his memoirs admitted Stalin was going to invade Europe before Hitler preempts him.
Oh, right. So, they were on the border.
That's right.
They were on the border.
And Brezhnev admitted this in his memoirs. And obviously, you know, they had all the attack machines, they had the paratroopers, which weren't defensive. I mean, all the evidence was there, but the West has always denied it. But he does great work like this. And I wanted to go on and thank him, because obviously, you know, he was probably the closest historian to what I actually would say myself. So that was good. And at the end of the day, I asked him, and I said, just tell me if I'm right. I have a feeling I'm right, and I just asked his opinion. And I said, World War II was won by communism and Freemasonry. Communism in the East and Freemason leaders leading the Christian armies against Germany in the West, which actually means that, you know, when they hung that flag over Berlin, you know, communism won World War II and the Jews won World War II. Which leaves us today, I mean, since that time, nothing's changed. And so Rothschild's got all his position of people in positions of power through the Rhodes scholars, through the United Nations, through the EU. So we come to a point today where we are not really left and right. We're just left and right of the Jews. So you get people like, for instance, in Hollywood and Obama and Clinton. These are left-wing advocates of this Jewish victory. And on the right wing are people like Trump and Putin, who once gave the benefit of the doubt, but I'm convinced it's now too close to Israel. So this is the clash that they're having at the moment, where Trump is having problems with people on the left of this Jewish victory, which means in effect that whoever wins anyway, the Jews will still win. And he tended to agree with me, and he kind of said, yeah, he feels I'm right.
Right. Now, you brought up the name Lina, L-I-N-A.
Yep.
And he's an author and a researcher, and he says that he and other researchers verify that the Freemasons participate in occult demonism and Satanism. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Stephen S. Wise affirmed Freemasonry is a Jewish establishment whose history, grades, official appointments, passwords, and explanations meet a certain standard. Albert Pike admitted that the philosophy in the Kabbalah is the foundation of Freemasonry.
Yep. That's all there to see.
Yeah.
Freemasons are clever in a sense, I'm saying the hierarchy, whereas they don't actually come out and say this is a book on, say, Freemasonry. When they're saying how to raise demons, what they actually do is the leading Freemasons do these books, and then it's recommended by the council. But the council don't actually claim to be behind the books. when actually the top three messages are behind the book. So there is no real difference. It's just a cover. So yeah, it's an organization which, unfortunately, once over, if you was a Catholic, then you was kicked out of being, kicked out of the Roman Catholic Church. Whereas today, take for instance Ireland, probably one of the most Catholic countries ever.
Right.
When it voted for abortion, there was nothing from the Catholic Church. Nothing from the Catholic Church whatsoever. There was
no champagne.
They just let it ride because that's what they wanted, because it's not the Catholic Church anymore. And obviously priests now, once respected, are looked on as paedophiles, and they are paedophiles. And I looked into this in Communism by the Back Door, and I think it was ABC in Australia who did an investigation into it and said that 75% of all this paedophilia started during the 1960s. So the mass part of the paedophilia was after the Freemasons had taken over, which I believe was mid-1946. And so all those years of infiltration, today the Catholic Church doesn't mind if you're a Freemason, obviously, because they're Freemasons themselves, and the paedophilia follows them. And this brotherhood where a Freemason will not snitch on another Freemason is the reason why the Pope won't blow these bishops in.
Wow. Oh, right.
They served the cause to bring down the Catholic Church, because it's driven people away from the Church. I mean, even today they're selling off convents and lands, because there's not enough nuns. They've turned away from it. It's all planned.
Wow.
Did you see that part in the documentary where the Jewish rabbi was saying the comparison to a Jew to a Gentile, when he said he had a bucket of water, and after he'd emptied the bucket of the water, just a few drops of water at the bottom was a Gentile compared to the Jew, who was the whole of the water of the bucket.
Right.
And there was a part when he mentioned about the when you order some meat and you know, the scales or whatever you like, the little scraps.
Oh, right, place. Right.
That's a Gentile. This is how a rabbi was openly comparing it to a Jew.
Right. Wow.
I think he said it at one point, you want to be like them?
Wow.
So there's no denying how they think. They do think as supremacist.
Yeah, it was just, it's an amazing film, and to go back as far as you went, was so incredible.
Yeah, the Greeks knew a lot of things which they shouldn't have known. And I go into more details of that in the third documentary of the cult, which is fascinating to me, because although people might not believe it themselves, these people, I know these people do believe it. John Dee was an occult magician in the court of Queen Elizabeth I. And she brought a rule out, saying that witchcraft, if you was caught as a witch, you was given a certain punishment. But that was nothing to what the Catholic Church was doing to the witches. So in fact, that law saved a lot of witches, because the Catholic Church would have just killed them.
Wow. Wow. And the other thing too that is the what people are led to believe. You talked about being a Rhodes Scholar, and Bill Clinton was a Rhodes Scholar, and the tax-exempt Rockefeller Foundation decided that they would regulate education. Yeah. And the Carnegie Foundation dominated international education, and their objective was to alter the way that instructors teach history. And there are so many other, like the Guggenheim Foundation, the Rhodes Scholarship Program. They grant fellowships and they fund history students who are seeking doctoral degrees. And then after they're indoctrinated, they formed the American Historical Association, which was founded by Andrew D. White, a member of the Order of Skull and Bones, also known as the Brotherhood of Death.
Yep.
When Skull and Bones, Brotherhood of Death, that just their name should indicate something.
I covered that in the third documentary, the Brotherhood of Death, which was run by Bernard Baruch. It was
that guy.
Yeah, it was from the Bohemian Society, you know, the Bohemian Club.
Right.
That's where all this is based from, where the attack on Japan, and the attack on Japan was on the Christian part of Japan, because these people are after wiping out Christians, which is what they did with Germany in World War II. And since World War II, the decline of Christianity in Europe should be enough for people to understand that the decline of National Socialism coincided with the fall of Christianity. Because one statement of all the proof that I found in the third, and I did find some proof, by the way, but one statement which is overlooked is the fact that Franco, when he heard of Hitler's death, said in the national paper, which was state-controlled, said that Adolf Hitler was son of the Catholic Church and died defending Christianity. Now, Franco was leader of the country when he was under threat from communism. When the Spanish Revolution was on, where nearly 14,000 clergy were murdered, Hitler and Mussolini came to aid, and without the aid of the Luftwaffe, who flew over Franco's army from Africa, which was stranded in Africa, without them getting back over, they would have probably lost that war. And so this is a guy who publicly states that Adolf Hitler was a defender of Christianity. And everything in that third documentary, I do to try and prove it. And, you know, what can I say? If Franco says it, then he should know.
Right.
It's gotta be right. Because people think he's into the occult and he was pretending to be a Christian.
Right, because that's what they've been taught. Yeah.
And all these videos are still up on YouTube. But the ones that tell the truth are removed.
Are removed, and books are removed from Amazon on a regular basis.
The SS, for example, the SS was a religious, they were more or less religious priests. Fighting priests based on the Teutonic Knights, but their organization skills were based on the Jesuits, which when they first came to power with the Catholic Church was out to stop the Freemasons and the Protestants from wrecking the Catholic Church. It was a real war. And so these laws that they brought out in Nuremberg, against the Jews were all based on what the Catholic Church had previously done. A couple of centuries before.
Wow. Getting back to the Khazars, they occupied about 1 million square miles.
Uh-huh.
They worshipped the phallic symbol, engaged in sexual excess until it was King Bulan. Because of their moral degeneracy, abolished their idolatry and compelled them to adopt one of the monotheistic religions. Wow.
That's right. And they look different to us. I show examples in Germany and even the ones that came to America eventually. Is it McDonald's, historian? Over there, he went to great detail to categorize them, saying that they were more politicized, they're more revolutionary. Because every war, believe it or not, was started from the French Revolution, has been the same war, even the ones in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm. But
Libya was taken down, just like the others were in previous World War II, French Revolution.
Right. Wow. Alrighty, we will be right back. By the back door. And the website is communismbythebackdoor.tv. And before listeners start complaining about the program or say, oh gosh, Deanna's really, you know, out of it or something. You know, I've talked about this stuff before. And I don't shy away from talking about the things that I have read and the evidence that should be in plain sight of everyone. So I guess people can think what they want, but when you consider the situation, and consider what is going on and consider the multiculturalism and consider the open borders and consider everything else, and look around you, even an idiot, well, I won't say that, even a very...
Make up a marriage, everything that's predicted in the protocols.
Right. If you look at the manifesto, you're going to think, gosh, it couldn't be a coincidence, right?
No way.
Oh, now I'm having a conversation here in the chat room. Now a person, Michael, Michelle, whatever, maybe she didn't have certain body parts removed, but that does not mean that she didn't.
I don't think she did, because remember she was dancing on TV once.
Right.
And there was kind of a bulge where the bulge shouldn't be.
Right. Now, surgery, there are other surgeries besides having your penis removed, okay? Mm. There are surgeries that you can have, well, I don't know, that probably would affect your ability or lack of ability to prevent you from growing facial hair, or there are other things that you can do to your body. For instance, okay, I'm sure that Michael and Michelle did not have breasts, okay? So if a surgery, she probably had implants.
Yeah, yeah. Breast implants. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that qualifies as a surgery, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's got those, but So you have to not be so stilted in your thinking that you think, oh no. Michelle, you know, she's a woman. Look, they've got two children. They are his children.
Mm-hmm.
There have never been any pictures published of Michelle / Michael, being pregnant. I just, you have to look at all the evidence, not just what you believe. You have to look at what you believe and then look at the policies. Look at the results of those policies. Look That's right. around you.
It's happening. Everything's happening, you know, whether it's creeping up on us, but people just get used to everything when it's so slow.
Right, it's incremental. If they did all of this in 5 years, it'd blow your mind.
It'll be a revolution, yeah.
It has to be incremental for you to, it's like the frog in the pot of boiling water.
Yep, absorb, yeah.
Okay, we will be right back after a break. Today is Dennis Wise, producer of Communism by the Back Door. The website is communismbythebackdoor.tv, and we spent quite a a little bit of time on Michael, Michelle, whether or not the children resemble Barack Obama, or whether they resemble her, or when you believe something and have been led to believe something for 8 years, maybe 10 years, it's going to take a little bit of reevaluation to say, okay, do I believe this because I've been led to think it for a while and accept it as a fact, or do I believe it because I'm looking at some evidence that seems to indicate that what I believe may not be, in fact, the truth. So it doesn't matter. Look at the policies. Okay? Yes. Just look at the policies. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
There's no question that America, I mean, I'll be honest, the reason I did Communist by the back door was I went on YouTube one day, like, and I don't know if you can remember or not, the time when Obama brought in the coast guards about 100 miles into the country. They were stopping traffic, stopping cars, which is against the rights of every American, where America, you know, they can travel across that country without being hounded. Well, they were stopping cars, and people were arguing about the rights and getting tased. Even women were getting tased. And so the comments on the YouTube video was, just got a message there.
We have callers, so we'll take some calls. Okay.
So, what I was just quickly going to say was, people were saying, oh, it's the Nazis. And when I went on YouTube and wrote the comment, no, it's either the KGB or the Cheka, half of YouTube burst out laughing because they just couldn't imagine this was communism. But I think they see a different picture today.
Well, yes. You have to read all that stuff. You have to read the Communist Manifesto. You have to go back and look at the family affiliations. And I have this one book that I read some time ago, The Grandees by Stephen Birmingham. It's a very good book. Anyway, let's take Murr in Wisconsin. Murr, welcome.
Well, hello. Thank you for taking my call. Good to hear both of you. Oh, whoops. Uh-oh, it started up without me. I was just looking up The Secret Masonic Victory of World War II, the documentary. I just came across the trailer at BitChute, but I'm sure the whole thing's here somewhere too, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, that's very good too. They're all good.
The search engine is pretty poor on BitChute, so you really have to dig.
Yeah. I was giving people Gibiru, Gibiru.com, but I think DuckDuckGo is better. And they all use Google, you know, but they use it by proxy. So,
that's right.
So, yeah, what are you going to do?
Nobody should be using Google. Nobody should be using Gmail.
Words shouldn't cross your lips.
It shouldn't, because...
Yeah,
use a different, you know, do use Start Page or use anything but Google.
Right, Start Page is my home page, so I start from Start Page, but and I never go to, and in fact, you know, Gmail, people that have Gmail, just exchanging Gmail with them gives Google the right to do whatever they want with you.
Right.
Isn't that cute?
Right.
Same thing with YouTube, yeah. I don't even sign into YouTube. I don't have any account there, but just go in there and using their services.
Gives them rights.
Yeah. But in Communism by the Back Door, when you had it broken up into segments there on YouTube, part 16 about usury, I was passing that around to everybody because that's the E. Mike Jones narration of sodomy and usury.
Yeah.
And we can see that's what's happening here right now. It's like the Weimar Republic on steroids.
Exactly.
You know? Every time you have usury, you're going to have the other amoral activities. So,
it's the acid test of who governs us. Because when usury is no longer around, that means we are free from the people who govern us.
Yeah. Yeah, because they only speculate. They don't produce. They only gamble on the producers. So,
correct.
This is the thing we have to really, because they've pounded the word so much that I had read to you that paragraph that one time, Deanna, when you had Jim Rizzoli and Diane King on, you know, trigger word free, but basically about why Hitler is vilified. A German, I didn't even say German. I said a Christian man in a country half the size of Texas. Mm-hmm. Made love the currency or as close as been to it in our lifetimes. But the thing we have to impress upon people is Germany was usury free for 10 years.
That's right.
People got to wrap their minds around that. This is what we have to envision and get going here. However,
Muslim countries don't agree with it. You know, I mean, Iran is another country who doesn't agree with it.
Yeah. You know, I think it was Joanne and Jim Moriarty, you know, Libyan War, mm-hmm. The Truth, I think, is their site.
Yeah.
But 43 countries now no longer use the petro-U.S. dollar, Fed dollar. So it's getting better. And I'm wondering if China, this whole thing, because, you know, they have the same predictive movie programs. You know, Leo Zagami last Saturday had a... We show on clips from some of their predictive programming. And then some of these cell picks that were designed, phone picks, designed for the Western audience. The guy saying in English, oh, this hazmat gear, to let you know he's supposedly in hazmat gear, and he coughs. And you see somebody fall over, but the shoe's still sticking up weird. And then and it's kind of dark, and two other people come and get him. And then, you know, it's everybody's so frantic, it's like... You know, they may be showing us how to really do up a staged event and get 2 weeks vacation instead of one.
Yeah.
You might need
Damagarding. You're on the right track for sure.
Yeah, you know who Holy Damagard is, right? And they say Damagarding now, where they go in and sleuth out, you know, what the clues are. Mm-hmm. Well, he had somebody on the inside that said, oh, you're doing a really good job, but look for the clues, you know, at one scene that points to where the next one will be. And he found that in Las Vegas, by the so-called body, there were shells lined up that spelled out the airport, Florida, Fort Lauderdale, call letters. And a woman, you know, people all over the place are working together on these kind of things. We feel more free to speak. And it's because of this president for him pointing there and saying fake news. You know, it's now like, think for yourself. You know, they're lying to you. So anyway, this woman said, hey, that blood splotch looks exactly like the shape of my county. And her county is where this airport was, and that is where the next event took place. But the deal in Las Vegas apparently had to do with the Saudi Civil War. Now, the fellow that's in charge there now that brought all the exorbitant princes to task, he followed his father around and knew what was going on. So this is worldwide where people are trying to find their moral compass and trying to find their national respect for each other and, you know, and bring God back.
And they're trying to end sovereignty, so they want this one world government.
Yeah. You know, I think we're kicking it to the curb one way or the other. I mean, even if it comes in, we don't have to play by their rules, you know, and I think we can do that. And this thing with Mike Schell, yeah, that's a boy, and they dress him, you know, dressed them in dresses a lot of times when they were young. And there was a picture of her in her number 18, or him, Michael Vaughn Robinson, over in Beaver State in Oregon, playing football. And he would always say, I feel like a woman trapped in a man's body. And in 1982, went to John Hopkins and got the breast implants and whatever hormonal adjustments. And then went on to be Barry's bodyguard, basically.
I believe it.
You know, I mean,
in fact, you know, there isn't much that I turn away from these days. Like, you know, I've become, you know, obviously, like, I'll look into things myself and I hear things. But I don't disregard anything, because what I've learned over the years, it's been too fantastic to understand.
You know, though, I pray and I ask for guidance, and the Holy Spirit sends me people or items that I need to see, like I'm here right now talking with you. And thank you again, Deanna, for taking my call. But androgyny is what they're after, not just transgender or not even
Correct.
Just transhumanism.
Correct.
Androgyny, because that's alchemy. That's what it's always been. If you look at
that's
there was
the
a transpocalypse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw that on YouTube. They moved it, but there, you can find him through BitChute, different places. Transpocalypse Now. Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah.
You know, Robert Ravel on Sunday nights, he was the one that first talked about that, and I said, oh, no. You know, it kind of gives you a weird feeling, a pit of your stomach, but you know it's true. And this has been going on forever. Turns out a lot of the first ladies were first laddies.
That's true. Peter Pulley plays a big part.
Oh, are you going to do one on that?
Yeah.
You need to do a documentary.
Well, there's quite a few out there, you know. I mean, the Epstein thing, amazingly, one of the episodes of Communism by the Back Door, I named 30 of the most richest Jews in America. I think Michael Collins Piper named them, like, and kind of listed them. And one of them was Epstein, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he was given the money, really. And they have such arrogance and no empathy. You know, they worship Lucifer, like you say. You know, it's
no question.
It's where we are. It's where we are, and we have to be aware of it. Listen, Luke 12:3-4 says, what's whispered in the ear in the closet will be shouted from the rooftops. So we need to keep doing that fearlessly.
Yeah.
I think.
Keep the guns. Keep the guns.
Right.
Oh yeah, keep the guns too. Yeah, that's the other thing. You notice how all around the world they're having not really so violent, but you know, at night and some violence and people getting injured in Paris and all these weekends. I don't even know how they do that. They go to work and then they only ride on the weekends. I guess that messes with the tourism and everything. But then what happened here? Guns that none of the rest are allowed to have, and it's a totally peaceful rally in Virginia. And what else? These guys with their guns went out and picked up all the trash after.
Right.
And just before that in Trenton, all these mothers and some fathers stormed the Trenton State House and made them take back the bill of force and vaccines.
Well, that's another one.
Yeah, but you're not going to hear about that in the Talmud, yeah.
Right. But Stephen Wilford, the guest that I had on a week ago, had a gun, and he prevented further injury to people because he was willing to use that gun to protect the people that he loved, and thank goodness he was there and had the wherewithal, the courage to do what he did.
Hey, you know what? There's another really good spot to search for yourself whenever anybody wants to. It's called 153news.net. And people just upload videos there, and they, you know, give some money to the people that own the site. But there's no, you know, they haven't signed off any disclaimers with anybody, so you can upload anything, and you can find all kind of things there, people's research. You know, so that's a really good place to go and just plug in whatever you want to research. 153news, that's the numbers, 153news.net, N-E-T.
Thank you.
A very simple site, you know.
Okay. Well,
okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. Okay. We were talking about a lot of things.
Well, the thing about communism is, Patton was one, for instance.
Oh, yes. Yes.
He saw it at the end of that war. He saw exactly what was happening.
Yes.
And they prevented him coming back.
Yes. I've interviewed the gentleman a couple of times that wrote Target Patton.
Oh, yeah.
And what he was going to do was to come back to America and tell exactly what had been going on.
And they would have believed him. Yeah.
He was very popular. Yeah. They would have accepted his story. And so he was assassinated by Americans. Yeah.
Well, they're not really Americans, because in the third documentary, I explain exactly what Roosevelt meant when he brought the dollar bill back out and gives us the new deal speech. What the pyramid means, what everything to do with that really meant, which in summaries, the countries now, or the government now is totally infiltrated, and we will work towards destroying ourselves.
Wow.
So, like I said, that's in the third documentary. There's a lot of deep stuff in there as well, which, you know, obviously, people didn't know about. I didn't know about. I was fascinated with some things that I found. Another thing what I found about was, the many deaths these days after the war's finished. You know, after World War II, there was, millions sent back to Stalin to the deaths. And,
oh, right. Because yeah. They had fought with Germany. And
that's right. Yeah, well,
they didn't want to go back.
No, they didn't. No, but these are classed by these people's sacrifices.
Right.
And right. When I was looking into the Armadas, obviously I'd gone into the occult side of history, and they were explaining these sacrifices, which was payment to these. I won't go into great detail now, but to where they was getting this information, and they wanted blood. And so I thought to myself, well, okay, let's have a look at this. If this is true, what people are saying, there should be some major sacrifice around the time of the Armada, because the Armada was supposed to be an occult thing. So I looked into it, and when you think that hardly any British sailor died in that particular war, because the storm wrecked nearly every Spanish ship, seems that the Crown, the government, didn't allow the British ships to dock. They kept the ships at sea with the excuse the Spanish may come back. The sailors thought they just didn't want to pay them, and so sailors died of scurvy and disease.
Oh, right.
And starvation. And it amounted to 7,000 sailors died who was trying to defend Britain from the Armada. So,
wow.
And that's a fact. So, you know, some people wonder why 7,000 people or sailors were left to starve and die of starvation. And they're saying that it's a sacrifice.
Wow. So much death. So, and when you count up the death of all these people, and I... It's really terrible, really.
Well, I'm doing a documentary at the moment in tangent with the radio show I do every Friday on Radio Albion, and it's called the Churchill Body Count. And at the moment, I'm in the third week, and it's already, he's directly responsible for it. This is already 4 million, something like 3,000. And I know there's a lot more to come yet.
Right. It's very interesting too, and I've mentioned this before, that the only ethnic group that increased during World War II, was the Jewish population. The worldwide Jewish population is the only one that increased. And, there's gotta be an interesting reason why that.
And of course, this money now is being transferred to the children of these Holocaust.
All right.
So now Germany's going to be paying for another generation. They'll be paying forever, to be honest, but it's been passed on to the next generation now.
Right. And you mentioned too that Germany exists simply to subsidize Israel. And
yeah, those were the EU words.
Yes, and think of the money that we send over there.
Unreal.
Give us some figures when we come back, because I know that you haven't.
Okay. I will. I'll take them out. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be right back momentarily. Be right back.
It's with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead, to change the bad to good, to live in harmony.
All righty, we will return to our program here with Dennis Wise. He is the producer of Communism by the Back Door. The website that you want to visit is communismbythebackdoor.tv, and watch this video. This it's amazing. It is totally amazing, what he brings out, and I was so impressed with that video. It was overwhelming. It was just, and it goes back so far. I tend not to, well, I've never gone back that far. I've looked at Plato. I've looked at the early things. I've wondered about the structures in Egypt, but I didn't wonder enough about them to actually do any. I didn't know.
No, well, that's
nobody knows. Yeah,
that's worse. Well, that's worse than lies. What they have,
right?
The lies are bad enough. I have details actually of what you were talking about. Like I said, those weren't my words. That was one of the EU members or leaders who said that about Israel in a private conversation. Germany isn't the only country which is unknowingly serving Israel, because I look at this amount of money what's going to Israel just like I do with the Roman Empire, which is, it's tribute money to the conquerors. And, in Britain alone, they give 6 billion to Israel and the similar amount in arms. And that's more than any combined amount of aid.
Oh my gosh.
Towards any other country.
And
but
you
why?
Have to say why?
Exactly. That's the question.
Why do the taxpayers in Britain, why can't they keep their money and live on it? And,
especially austerity.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, in America, since 1949, The total cost, including interest, is $133 billion. What Israel has received, and Israel gets all its money at the start of the year, rather than quarterly installments like any other country. They get it at the start of the year, so they don't have to pay the interest. It's the American population what pay that interest for them, so they kind of get that free because Israel investing in U.S. Treasury notes.
Right, and the other thing too. One of the things that I found very interesting is that Jerusalem will be set up as the center, the one world government center.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they have the building already there. The shape of the building, what's on top of the building.
That's right.
The fact that
they have a pyramid.
That Trump just made Jerusalem the center of the embassy rather than Tel Aviv. All of this stuff is significant, people. All of it is significant. It's not just perchance.
No, no. This is all planned.
Right. Okay, we do have a caller, Chance, West Virginia. Chance, welcome.
Hello, Deanna. Hello, Mr. Wines. I just happened to tune in, and I really like the title of that book. That says it all. I have a question for you, Mr. Wines. First of all, what country are you from, if you don't mind me asking? The UK?
Yes.
Okay, I figured that. All right, my question is this, Mr. Wines. I think, based on history, I think the United States is the only country that is going to be taken over by communism ideologically. Couldn't get the word out.
Rather than
physically. Is that correct? I think every other communist overthrow has been through violence. It's been physical, correct?
Well, I think somebody once quoted that we will be going into the new world either going normally or going kicking and screaming. So it really depends how things turn out. I think the thing what saved us from violence after World War II, unlike what happened in the Soviet Union, is that we had the television, and that television in the corner of millions of people's rooms was slowly receiving that propaganda in both the UK and in America. So that's been on their side. I'm quite sure they can turn back to violence if they need to, because that's exactly what the Bolsheviks did.
Yes, I figured that, but Like I said, we were the only, they used a different method in the United States this time than in past history. Would you agree to that, correct?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's been no time limit on what they're doing. They haven't rushed things. I mean, the Christianity thing, I believe, connected with Germany has taken so long that the people just can't, they just don't see the connection. But certainly the day that Germany lost that war, Christianity was defeated. And it was defeated by Freemasonry and the Talmudic Empire.
Yes, and it will be the same way here too in this country, exactly. You know, it just goes to prove that communism was never really dead as the world was led to believe when the Soviet Union broke up. People sat back on their haunches and they believed that communism was dead. And my relatives come from a communist. They escaped a communist country in Eastern Europe in 1950.
They'll know more better than anybody then. Yeah.
Yeah, in 1952. And if they were alive today, they would recognize the transformation,
they
I'm sure.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Definitely.
And the problem is the younger generation now has no idea because they're not taught this in school anymore.
Do you know what communism is? I mean, I've had arguments with people, and they have no idea. They have no idea that capitalism has always funded communism.
They actually are come from the same source. It's called the European Plan, and the same people who invented communism also invented capitalism.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a variation. It's a variation to a certain degree. I'm aware of communism, not only because I research, but because in my own family, they've experienced it. And over the years, I've heard about the horrors of communism firsthand, and...
The French Revolution. The French Revolution was the first communist revolution.
Oh yeah. Robespierre was, and I read something, Mr. Wise, that Robespierre was Jewish. I don't know if that's correct.
Well, it may well be. I mean, but that doesn't really tell us a lot because there have been some honourable Jews in our time, of which we wouldn't know half of what was going on. So, you know, just the fact that people are Jew, I mean, even James Perloff is half Jewish, but another honourable Jew. So I don't take any notice of that.
Oh, and speaking of James Perloff, I have to recommend his book, The 13 Pieces of the Jigsaw. That's an excellent book.
I'm sure.
Yeah, excellent book. Thank you for taking my call, Diana, and thank you, Mr. Wise. Now,
pleasure.
Thank you. All righty. I just posted the number of people who have been killed in warfare in the chat room, and... it doesn't include the bombings in the Baltic. It doesn't include a lot of the CIA's warfare. But in the First World War, soldiers killed 9,911,000 people in action and wounded 21,219,500 people, while 7,750,000 people were missing, for a total of 38,880 and 500. In the Second World War, 24 million military deaths and 49 million civilian deaths. 73 million deaths, not including the number of wounded or missing. That's 82,911,000 deaths.
Unreal.
In two world wars, not including the 28,965,000 wounded or missing from World War One.
And they were both the same war.
Yeah.
Just an extension.
They just took a break to rearm themselves.
And every revolution since from the Mexican to the Spanish, even to the German when they were unsuccessful.
Right.
You know, they're all connected. But it's all to do with along with the Jewish revolution, the one world government type of things.
Right.
That's what they always shouted.
Yeah, Marxist revolution it failed, so they exported it. Let's take Joe in Oklahoma. Joe, welcome.
Good evening, Deanna. I haven't got in on very much of your conversation this afternoon, but I fully intend to go back to the archives and listen to it all. But I did hear the gentleman speak of the One World Government headquarters being put in Jerusalem, and it is built now. And, you know, putting that in a religious context, if you will, there are many, many people, Christians included, that believe the third temple is either being built or has been built, and that would fit right in with what he's saying. And, you know, those that studied the scriptures diligently know that that won't be the case.
Well, they have to destroy the temple, the Islam, Dome of the Rock.
Dome of the Rock, that's gonna go on it, yeah.
Yeah, and then they're gonna rebuild, Solomon's temple. There's a model of that temple that has already been built. It's a miniature that you can see in Jerusalem, and that is what they are going to build.
And when you enter a Freemason's lodge, you always go into that lodge. There's always a symbol of Solomon's temple there with the two towers.
Right. Yikes.
I just thought I'd throw that out, but I fully intend to listen to your on the archives, and I do enjoy your presentations and all your guests as well. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Take care.
I just wish we could bring some good news sometimes.
Yeah, see, it's unfortunate. Let's take John in Texas. John?
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
We can hear a lot of background noise.
I know, that's a gem. I was gonna say, I was gonna ask him about the occult. I was wondering, do occultists ever, or witches, if they ever, you know, do a human sacrifice, do they try to make it look like an ordinary murder? Perhaps.
Possible, yeah. I mean, these things do happen.
Do they ever, like, manipulate some third party into doing the dirty work and let them take the fall?
Not that I know of, no. I think, from what I've gathered, it's still in privacy, and everything then is gotten rid of. I think we did an episode in Communism by the Back Door about the Olympics, and I showed how the Olympic Games was infiltrated with all this Luciferianism, which shouldn't really be in any sporting center, and there was somebody went missing just as the Olympics started, a young girl who was found later dead.
Oh, and what was it? Was it at the Olympics where you showed this unbelievable display, and people were wondering, what the heck is that?
Temples.
Yes.
And hoofs, flamed hoofs.
Yes. Oh, was that that was frightening.
It was striking, yeah, because what they did on the night, they did it in such a way where they put some bands on or some entertainers on first, and then they'd go through these little rituals, and people there would just be shaking their head wondering what's going on. But because when I joined it all together, then you could see exactly what it was. It was a celebration of Luciferianism.
Yeah, and you added some music.
Well, you know, small-time witch coven sometimes, you know, pick somebody out that's vulnerable to being manipulated and then draw them into their web.
Quite possible, yes. It's quite possible.
And then use that person what I'm really suspicious of is the Chris Watts murders that took place on August 13, 2018.
Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about that, but yeah.
I have looked into them, and there's things going on surrounding that make me real suspicious.
Well, you know.
That really wasn't what it.
Yeah, I don't doubt you could well be right. These are clever people.
Have you ever, do you know about that?
No, that's not something I do know of, but as I said earlier, there's things now I don't instantly turn away from because I've seen so much.
You've seen so much?
Well, the bankers, for instance, one of the bankers was a whistleblower not too long ago.
Stephen.
And he spoke about how these people were not just Catholics and Protestants, but Luciferian.
Right.
And that what turned him was the fact that although he went to the Church of Satan and he saw all these women what were nude and he got a great thrill from it, when they asked him to do a sacrifice of a child, because he had a childhood himself which wasn't the best, that kind of broke him. And once he had lost that fridge of a soul which he had, he didn't care what he did and for how much, he became a danger then. And that's when he had to leave. But when he left, he did whistleblow on certain things.
Right.
The thing is that I know of someone who has investigated that murder, stuck their nose into it. They started having strange shadowy apparitions appearing in their house. With strange wrappings going with it.
Yeah, most people who do go down that line, especially with paedophilia as well, they will have certain things happening to them or people following.
Well, I mean, this is somebody that's not an occultist.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, stuck their nose in it, investigated it, and they got blowback.
Yeah. Again, doesn't surprise me.
Anyway, it was, I won't say who it is to protect their privacy, but.
Sure.
But it sounds strange. You remember the Amityville Horror?
Yep.
The Lutzes? Well, the whole thing about that Chris Watts thing, it sounds suspiciously similar to the previous family that preceded the Lutzes, called the DeFeos.
Mm-hmm.
And how one of the brother went around and shot everyone in the house.
Yep.
With a shotgun, killed his whole family, and then said that he had been prompted by evil spirits or something.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, then the Lutzes moved in and they started having all these paranormal activities happen to them.
Yep.
And after 28 days, they ran out.
Because of the evil spirits.
But.
We're taught how to raise him.
There was the priest, remember?
Yep.
He went in and he tried to bless the house.
Yep.
And then he got kicked out by the spirits, attacked him, drove him away and smote him and kept afflicting him with sickness to keep him away.
That's right. That's right.
Because it sounds like if this is what I think that might be going on, this is what happened to this person. They stuck their nose is it possible?
All kinds of things happen in our lives that we can't always explain. All kinds of evil are abound in our society. So,
most of the leaders are all parts of it.
Right. Okay, thank you, John, for calling in. And be sure and watch the video. Take care. Well, it's the numbers and the reasons and the money and the fact that that we are sending money to keep this country afloat. Why? One must ask, why? And the average American does not have a clue about how much money is sent. They don't know why it's being sent. They really do not have a clue because, well, their lives are structured to the point that they're working, trying to take care of their needs, which have become much harder to do because there's less money because both parents are usually working. If there are two parents, society has changed, and that was also very, it was on purpose. The whole society incrementally has been altered to destroy the family unit. And if you destroy the family unit and then change the nature, the structure of the family unit, it's just not going to work out.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was a major turning point when they posted for men to marry.
Oh, yikes. Yes.
Yeah, which is just pure satire. It's just an insult to God and how yes. God wanted families to really be. And that's why Hitler, as the mother, held the mother in the highest of order. You know, the one who would raise her children right. Was far superior to even a, you know, a woman who was a doctor or something like that. So he felt that woman was far more, useful, you know, as a person to the nation than anybody else because she gave life.
Right. And he really respected and
loved his mother. Yeah.
Yes. He loved his mother, and he encouraged women to be mothers, to be good mothers to their children. And under his economic plans, they were able to, everyone had a car, people were building roads, they were building up the country, all without usury, all without the bankers, they were doing it. And the richness of a country depends on on what they can produce. And they were producing, they were building, they were, well, in America, there were bread lines and soup kitchens and, well, the Depression.
That's right. So, well, I mean, Roosevelt, I mean, I covered this in one of the final episodes. Roosevelt was certainly no friend to the American public. He stolen the gold, stolen the silver off them, you know, and he was turning America into America Inc.
Right. It was a corporation. It became a corporation.
Yeah, and this guy thought of highly. No, he still thought of highly, even though what he's done to the nation.
Right. And, oh, gosh. We do not have a nation. We have a corporation.
Yeah. I think they're all corporations now, all countries.
Yeah.
Because that's one thing Germany refused to do, and that's another reason why war was declared on them.
Right. And while the Depression was raging in America with who I call the red in the White House, things were being grown and cars were being manufactured and employers and employees were getting along with one another. They didn't have animosity towards each other. The whole nature of the society had changed. He got rid of the book burning. Any book burning that occurred was the burning of all of the filth and that had become popular during the Weimar Revolution and the Weimar period, which was, you know, sex with animals and it was just degrading beyond belief. That was the book burning that occurred.
And that's been twisted.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's been twisted around. Truth has been twisted and replaced by lies and propaganda. And, the American people get their news from five entities that are all owned by.
Yes.
So when you look at the ownership, you think, oh, okay. I got it. Yeah, that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this really goes back to, I think it's revenge on the Romans for destroying the Jerusalem way back when. Yeah. And I think that's been the driving force behind them, to take revenge on these, on those Europeans.
Sure. We do have another caller, Dr. Kelly in California. Dr. Kelly, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much, Deanna. Thank you for your stellar guests and your just being a great host and all of the amazing topics that you cover there. I was just talking this morning on my show on the Grand Jury Reawakening about how I'm hopeful that Great Britain will restore the office of the Grand Jury, and that I noticed in my training manual that it had been abolished in 1933. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering, how did that happen after 700 good years of being able to serve the people? Did they lose it? And is there hope for that being restored possibly in the future?
Do you want me to answer that, yeah?
Yes, please.
Well, unfortunately, people in the UK don't understand that they have been infiltrated and conquered for about nearly 300 years, since Oliver Cromwell allowed them back into the country after they were banned by Edward Longshanks. The Jews have managed to take over, just to get rid of Charles I, first of all, and then that made a clear way to take over the Bank of England and the finances of the UK. And it's been that way ever since, because the Bank of England is the mother of all central banks around the world. And so, you know, unfortunately, these people are still in charge. And even though we may have left the EU, although what scale we've left is yet to be seen, these people are still in charge and, you know, still can't criticize Israel, amongst other things. So, I mean, the Privy Council in after World War One, the Privy Council was all Jewish. So these are the people who dictate what goes on in the country. And I don't think anything's changed since. And I don't think it's changed since Boris took us out of the EU.
Right. And then, of course, quite a few years before that, they took over Ireland and starved Ireland deliberately.
Starved the Bengalis, starved Ireland, starved the Ukraine. You can ram them off. This is used as a tactic.
Right. You starve people, and they have a tendency to be accommodating.
Exactly. Yeah.
Whether you're talking Versailles, whether you're talking sanctions against Iran, whether you're talking stealing food from the Irish, people manage other big groups of people through starvation, through pogroms, fake pogroms, even if they have to initiate them against their own people, to engender sympathy. So.
Yes. Can I just say, right, people following that documentary of mine, Coming in by the Back Door, finally, when I revealed that neocons were Trotskyites. And Bush was a Trotskyite. And so all the wars down, you know, the Clintons the same, they were all neocons. This is why, communism was now, they'd already taken Europe, now they're going down into the Middle East and taking down Iraq, taking down Libya. Using not so much Bolsheviks, but rebels. And they're using these rebels, they pay these rebels, and they cause this terror, this red terror, which the Bolsheviks used to use, and they're using in the French Revolution as well, with Adam Weishaupt. You know, they did the same in Libya to terrify that population, get rid of Gaddafi, and this is another country taken down. And they tried it with Syria, but that didn't quite work. But no doubt they will keep trying.
Right.
Well, Bush was a communist, believe it or not, for people listening.
Right. And proud of it, it seems.
Yes, indeed.
Wow. Dr. Kelly, did you have another question or comment?
I just wanted to thank you so much and have a good rest of your show.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, what a terrible lot of things have happened. It's very disheartening. But we cannot, we have to do things in our own life not to be discouraged, but to find joy in our own lives and do what we can to soothe ourselves.
I don't discount divine intervention. Yeah, I really don't, because it's happened before. It's happened numerous times. Well, a couple of times I can tell you. One was when Genghis Khan was coming across Europe and then suddenly turned back, was never to be seen again, when he had all Europe ready to be raped and pillaged.
Wow.
And another time was when one of the riders of the Illuminati was struck by lightning, and on him he had the complete map of what the Illuminati was planning with the future French Revolution. Those papers were captured and given to the French government, who didn't believe
wow.
the papers. And that is another divine intervention, when the lightning struck him. But another opportunity missed. So, well, these things do happen. And I'm
yes.
pretty sure, you know, I'm pretty sure it's possible again.
Right. And I think that we have to not allow ourselves to be so distraught that we lose our faith. That there's a loving intelligence.
Yes.
That is watching over all of this stuff. And that,
yeah.
So I do believe that.
Well, I think all this other things about the space, going into space, I don't think half of that is true.
Landing on the moon, no.
I don't believe that is true. And all this, you know, we come from monkeys and all this kind of carry on. It's all designed to kill God.
Right. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And although, like they say, we're trying to tell us there's no God and, you know, and yet they'll go quietly and make sacrifices to Lucifer.
How ironic.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, it is always a joy to have you on the program.
It's always a pleasure.
Very educational. I love your work. It is amazing. And I just encourage everyone to look at this wonderful, wonderful presentation. It's just wonderful. communismbythebackdoor.tv. Please visit the website, watch the entire production, and then share it. Share it with everyone you know. Please
yeah.
do
Well, like I said, it is lacking two or three episodes at the end, which I'll send to you, Danny, if you haven't seen them. So.
There's enough in that. Just half of the video,
half
of the documentary, to shock people out of their, well, just, you'll find it educational.
Yeah, sure
it will fill in a lot of the questions that you may have had regarding history or regarding so many things that you've always wondered about. And it's Dennis Wise who has provided this education for us. At great cost to him, and he's got courage. You have courage.
Well, I had a decision to make at one point, because I knew a lot about this, obviously. But it wasn't a decision. I had to do it.
Of course you did. And I'm so grateful that you did it. Thank you so much, Dennis, and my respect and love to you. Thank you so much.
We'll speak again.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining us today.